بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من يوم يصبح العباد فيه إلا ملكان ينزلان فيقول أحدهما اللهم أعط منفقا خلفا ويقول الآخر اللهم أعط ممسكا تلفا. متفق عليه. سيدنا ابو هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that every morning two angels descend from the heavens. So every single morning when we rise, two angels descend from the heavens. One of them says, O Allah, replace the one who spends, whoever has given in your path, whoever has spent anything, you substitute him, you give him something in replace, in replacement. وَيَقُولْ الْآخَرَ اللَّهُمَّ أَعْطِ مُمْسِكًا تَلَفَى. The other one said, O Allah, destroy the one who withholds, the one who, despite having the ability to spend in your path, and he's not being generous, O Allah, you destroy him. So from this hadith we can understand again, like this chapter is explaining about generosity, and we should be spending the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not be hoarding our wealth. We should not become bakhil and kanjus and miserly. That is why the hadith of Rasulullah mentioned, اِتَّقُوا النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ ثَمْرَةً. That save yourself from the fire of Jahannam by giving sadaqah, even if it means half a date. Half a date, you break a date into two. And that half, the small piece you're giving in charity, that can actually save you from the fire of Jahannam. Hence, we don't have excuses that we do not have the means to give anything. At least half a date a person can give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here we are getting the dua of the angel in the morning that, O Allah, the one who is spending in your path, money has come out of his possession. Ya Allah, now you replace him with something. In other words, he has spent in your path, money has become less outwardly. Ya Allah, now you give him barakah and you give him more. And the other angel is saying, O Allah, destroy such a person's wealth, destroy him. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. Whatever you spend, Allah will replace you with it. Therefore, a person shouldn't have this worry and fear that his money will become depleted. Allah will keep on giving him more and more. وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ قَالْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَنْفِقْ يَبْنَ آدَمَ يُنْفَقْ عَلَيْكَ. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Sayyidina Abu Huraira رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ says that Rasulullah said, Allah Ta'ala said, O son of Adam, Yabna Adam, anfiq, spend. In other words, spend, here we're talking about spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yunfaq alayk. You will be spent on. In other words, that person who spends for the sake of Allah, he will be granted a substitute in this world. Allah will then replace him handsomely. Allah Ta'ala will give him plentiful in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. These are simple ahadith for all of us to be able to practice upon. Allah give me tawfiq, give all of you tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah,